Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, The Bookshop, A History of the American Bookstore by Evan Friss is a nonfiction history of American bookstores, published in 2024 and grounded in extensive archival, oral, and historical research. Friss traces the development of bookstores in the United States, from Benjamin Franklin's early bookshop in 1728 to contemporary independence, chains, and online-era competitors. The book treats bookstores not merely as retail businesses but as cultural institutions that shape public life, intellectual exchange, and local identity. Its central purpose is to show why bookstores have mattered so much in American history, and why they continue to matter despite economic pressure, digital commerce, and changing reading habits. Through profiles of notable booksellers and stores, the book presents bookstores as adaptable spaces where commerce, community, activism, and literary culture intersect. It is both a history of a business and a history of the social role that bookshops have played in American life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, bookstores as third places in American civic life. One of the book's most important ideas is that bookstores function as third places, meaning spaces outside home and work where people gather, browse, talk, and build community. Friss argues that bookstores have never been only transaction points for books. They have also been social environments that create belonging and shared intellectual life. This framework helps explain why bookstores survive even when margins are thin and competition is intense. A store that offers author events, conversation, discovery, and local identity becomes harder to replace than a pure retail outlet. Friss uses this idea to connect bookstores to broader patterns in American social history, showing that their value lies partly in what they enable: informal exchange, civic interaction, and cultural continuity. The argument is especially relevant in the modern era, when online retail can deliver books efficiently but cannot reproduce the atmosphere of a lived-in public space. By emphasizing bookstores as community anchors, the book gives them historical significance beyond commerce. Secondly, a history built around booksellers and signature stores, Friss does not write a simple chronological survey of every major American bookstore. Instead, he structures the book around memorable stores and the people who ran them, which gives the history a human scale. This method makes the subject easier to understand because it turns large historical changes into lived experiences. Readers encounter figures such as Francis Steloff at Gotham Bookmart, Fred Bass and Nancy Bass Wyden at The Strand, and other distinctive booksellers whose decisions shaped how stores operated and survived. That emphasis matters because bookstores are unusually dependent on individual taste, temperament, and judgment. Unlike standardized retail, a bookstore often reflects the personality of its owner, the values of its staff, and the needs of its neighborhood. Friss's approach therefore reveals how the industry developed through improvisation, risk, and passion, rather than through abstract business logic alone. The book's mosaic structure also mirrors the variety of American bookselling itself, from iconic urban stores to specialty and movement bookstores. This keeps the history grounded in people rather than treating stores as anonymous institutions. Thirdly, bookstores as engines of activism and cultural change. Another major thread is the political and cultural role bookstores have played, especially when they served communities excluded from mainstream institutions. Friss highlights stores such as the Oscar Wilde Memorial Bookshop, which became an important site for gay rights activism, and Drum and Spear, a Black movement bookstore connected to the political energy of its era. These examples show that bookstores can do more than distribute reading material. They can help organize communities, circulate ideas, and support social movements. The book makes clear that the store itself can become an actor in history, not just a backdrop for it. This perspective broadens the meaning of bookselling because it links shelves, customers, and events to wider struggles over identity, visibility, and representation. It also explains why certain bookstores achieve lasting symbolic importance. They become places where literature, politics, and public life overlap. Friss's treatment of these stores demonstrates that the history of bookstores is also part of the history of American activism, especially when bookselling provided a rare institutional home for marginalized voices. Fourthly, how bookstores adapted to chains, Amazon, and crisis. The book is attentive to the economic pressures that repeatedly threatened bookstores and forced them to adapt. Friss covers the rise of corporate chains, the expansion of Amazon, and the disruption caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, showing that bookstores have had to reinvent themselves in response to each new challenge. This is not a nostalgic account that assumes survival is automatic. Instead, it emphasizes business ingenuity, flexible merchandising, and the ability to make the bookstore useful in ways that go beyond price competition. The history of bookselling becomes, in part, a history of adaptation under stress. Independent stores responded by deepening their community role, strengthening curation, and making the in-store experience meaningful. Large chains and department stores also altered the market, though often in ways that later proved fragile. Friss presents these changes as part of a long struggle over what book retail should be. The result is a realistic view of the industry bookstores endure not because they are exempt from market forces, but because they repeatedly find new reasons to exist. Lastly, a popular history that uses detail to preserve bookstore memory, Friss writes as a historian, but he also writes in a style designed for general readers, combining research narrative with vivid examples and concise sidebars. This makes the book accessible without flattening its subject. The accumulation of details, from famous bookstores to unusual marketing episodes and distinctive booksellers, gives the history a sense of texture and specificity. That approach matters because bookstores are often remembered sentimentally. Yet Friss insists on explaining how they actually worked, who sustained them, and why some lasted while others disappeared. The book also functions as a record of institutional memory at a moment when physical bookstores remain under pressure, and public attention is often focused on e-commerce. By documenting the people, practices, and spaces that defined American bookselling, Friss preserves a cultural archive rather than simply celebrating a beloved institution. The book stands out because it balances affection with critical clarity. It respects the emotional appeal of bookstores, but it also shows the practical labor and historical contingencies behind that appeal. In conclusion, The Bookshop: A History of the American Bookstore should be read by bibliophiles, historians, booksellers, cultural critics, and general readers interested in the social life of public spaces. It offers more than a nostalgic tour of beloved stores. Its value lies in showing how bookstores have operated as businesses, cultural institutions, and sites of civic meaning across nearly three centuries. Readers interested in American history will find that the book connects bookstores to urban development, activism, consumer culture, and the changing economics of retail. Readers who love independent bookstores will appreciate that Friss treats them seriously rather than sentimentally, recognizing both their fragility and their adaptability. Compared with similar books about reading or literary culture, this one stands out for its historical range and its focus on the bookstore as an institution in its own right. It is especially effective because it combines broad argument with concrete examples, making the history feel specific without losing its larger significance. The result is a book that deepens understanding of why bookstores matter and why their survival remains a meaningful cultural question. If you would like to support Evan Friss, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.